I'm wondering, the Civil Rights Act of 1964 outlawed unequal application of voter registration requirements, racial segregation in schools, at the workplace, by facilities that serve the general public. Does that mean anything to you? Did you notice anything different as you went about our city and all as a result of that act in 64?
I don't think so. I mean, for me, it was business as usual. I mean, here I am, a kid, you know, I'm just wandering around, worried about having fun and extracurricular activity, and that didn't change for me. I had no exposure to South Tulsa socially. Wasn't really concerned about it. Made white friends, of course.
How did you make white friends?
Football, competing in sports.
From other schools, you became friends.
Oh, yeah. One of my best friends today that I went to college with, actually, is a guy named Dave Rosenthal. Went to Memorial High School. Dave and I competed through the baseball league here called American Legion Baseball League. Played at O'Brien Park. Dave and I competed against each other in that. And then football, we competed against. So we just became friends. At OSU, we were roommates on the road.
As you look back, it wasn't just sports for you. It was academics as well. So if you didn't have sports, you would have gone on with a great academic life, could have gone to Princeton. Mm-hmm. So you always had a drive that a lot of do not have because they don't have exceptional talent like you did on both sides.
Well, I had encouragement, though. I
mean, your parents.
It wasn't just the talent side. It was encouragement. I had encouragement from not just my parents, but from adults in the community. Somebody said it takes a village to raise a child. Well, I'm a classic example of that. I just had a lot of male influence. My best friend's dad, or family actually, embraced me as one of their own. So I had that male influence. Then I had coaches. Julius Pigges, his brother Luther Pigges, Eugene Hooks. You know, I had a lot of male influence. Ed Lacy, Eddie Evans. I mean, I could go on and on. I had a lot of positive male influence that was encouraging me, not just athletically, but academically as well.
And you were a standout. Then there are children who come along and they are not a standout. Maybe it was easy to be attracted to you, although all these people took time out to help you. Then there are those who are, say, at another level, and they don't stand out as much to get that kind of attention. Any truth to any of that?
Some. I would say there's some truth to it, of course. One of the advantages of being an athlete of note is you command almost immediate respect. You have doors open for you that aren't open for just anybody because of this adulation. And that was an advantage for me. I mean, not that I realized it at the time, but as I grew older, I realized how important being a good athlete has been.